for being with me today to do this interview. We would like to ask you some questions about external innovation at Johnson PMP. First, what is external innovation for you and for your company?
Thanks for giving me this opportunity. Maybe as an introduction, a quick description of Janssen PMP. So PMP stands for Preservation and Material Protection. We are a division of Janssen Pharmaceutica. Janssen Pharmaceutica is the pharma pillar of Johnson & Johnson. So basically, external innovation for the group, J&J or Janssen Pharmaceutica or Janssen PMP, is absolutely key because basically we are in a highly regulated world. If it's in pharma or in our activity, biocides and pesticides, and external innovation today is the basic of our innovation program. Because today you will never be able to find, or very difficult to find, a company able to place on the market a new technology developed from scratch internally. So basically, partnership is the new way of doing business, at least at Janssen PMP or J&J.
Thank you very much for this first reply. And more generally, could you tell us how you are collaborating with academics?
Yeah, I would say with academics, we are collaborating quite intensively based on the number of research agreements. So I would probably describe a couple of examples here in related with Janssen PMP, so our division, and where we have two activities. The first activity is post-harvest. So basically, we place on the market technologies that extend shelf life of fruits and vegetables. And the second business unit is related with microbial control, so with plastics or anti-fouling or wood protection. So basically, we are extremely specialized in our area. And I would say this is one of the success factors of being able to collaborate with academics, because you need to be specialized and probably leader in what you do. So we have different types of collaboration with academics. The first one is we are collaborating with academics or universities in master research programs. So you know that regularly they send calls for participating to fundamental research program, and most of the time we are part of them with a couple of key partners in Belgium or in Europe or even US. We are also collaborating with them in evaluating some of the technologies developed by academics. And then, because we are leader in post-harvest or in microbial control, academics would contact us and would like to test and evaluate the technology they identify to be able to set up a partnership or an out-license agreement or even a disinvestment from their side. And then I would say the third way of collaborating with academics would be ad hoc trials. They have a know-how, they have expertise in some areas, and we are using academics to validate some concept or some technologies.
And according to your experience, would you encourage researchers from academia to collaborate with industries? And what would be your advice for them?
Yeah, I would say the collaboration between academics and the business or the industrial world is absolutely key here. In the past, my previous experience was more in business. Now I am leading the R&D group and business development. And I have to say that the first time I did participate to scientific congresses, I was quite shocked or even astonished about sometimes the gap between the academic world, the scientific community, and the reality of the business. And then we need to close that gap. And I would clearly encourage academics to probably be sometimes more in the field or in scientific congresses. I would also encourage to have, for instance, presentation from the industry as keynote speaker, for instance, at the beginning of congresses, to be able to talk about what are the market needs, what's the competitive landscape, what are the mega trends in the market, what are the barriers at entry, just to make sure that the academic world would work and would put some clear directions on where the market would need new technologies. And sometimes I miss that. So to answer your question, definitely academia and industry should collaborate more and more.
Thanks for this interesting reply. And do you have an external innovation program at Janssen PMP?
Yeah, this is something very important for us, because if I take the example of our post-harvest activity, as I told you, we are placing on the market mainly today synthetic chemicals. So from the chemistry, we place fungicides or physiological products to be applied on fruits. And because this is the last treatment before the consumer, the pressure on chemicals is higher and higher. So we took the decision a couple of years ago to switch our portfolio to more natural compounds. And step by step, we will replace our existing portfolio by natural technologies. But the source of natural technologies is basically nature. It can be plant extract. It can be fermentation products, metabolites, secondary metabolites, etc. It can be living organisms. So the field of investigation is extremely vast. And you have no other choice than working with external partners. So because of that, we have really an extensive external innovation program, and we are collaborating with many different either academia, startups, spin-off, or big companies to get access to our specific market to new technologies. And one of the success factor to be able to attract or to be able to put in place this type of external innovation program is, I would say, to have real good skills in your specialized world. You need to be recognized as leader, otherwise people will not be able to collaborate with you. And you need also to communicate on what you do. So you need to be known. And if you are able to develop all those skills and capabilities, then the relationship you may have with your technology providers will be successful. And then you will have fruitful external innovation program. And at the end, place on the market innovations.
Thank you very much. And my final question is that recently you worked with InnoSpin to identify novel collaboration opportunities. And how was this experience for you?
I would say it was extremely interesting in the sense that that forced us to make a synthesis of what we are looking for. So in one question, one detailed question, we asked to the scientific community worldwide what we are looking for. And then we were quite positively astonished, because it was the first experience ever of this type of external innovation. And we were quite astonished by the number of answers we got and leads we got. And we are still in communication or in collaboration with some of the companies or academics that answered. So I would say this is part of the new way of doing. We need to be more and more connected to the external world, to the academia, and all tools are necessary. And the tool offered by InnoSpin is one of them, and we need to take advantage of it.
Thank you very much, Geoffroy, for taking the time to give your insights today.
No, it was my pleasure. Thank you to you.